I'm Holly.
And I'm Haley.
Welcome to Mountain Mysteries, Tales from Appalachia.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Welcome.
With Holly and Hurley. Wow. That got scary. That last one came out harsh. Yeah,
that one came from the depths.
But you know, recently it's our anniversary. We had talked about that last episode, yeah. But I've been going through some of our past episodes and listening. And, you know, the start always is, "Hi, I'm Holly. I'm Haley." Well, when we first started, we were so going to laugh at ourselves. But it starts out like, "Hi, I'm Holly." And it's like, "I'm in a well somewhere. I'm Haley." Yeah. Like it was
so far away.
It was because we were sharing a mic and we had to keep like bouncing back on the same mic. But it did sound like you were like trapped in a well somewhere.
I might have been. That's our secret. It's out. I was in a well the whole time.
Didn't want anybody to know that, but well, surprise.
Surprise. Yeah, I'm out of the well now.
And I'm Haley. Just so creepy.
Yeah. That's
how we started our gig.
Yeah. Yeah. And we ought to start somewhere.
And we started in a well.
In the bottom of the well.
Mm-hmm. Preppy little Holly and trapped little Haley.
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah. That's all the things.
Yeah. So, recently at the school I work at, we had Spirit Week.
Oh, were you spirited?
Before homecoming. I was very spirited.
Is this the ensemble I saw?
Yes.
Your prom dress?
Yes.
Okay. So, from like the 80s?
Yep. One of our days in our student government association voted on all the days, or like pick the days or something. I don't really know. But the first day was Ken versus Barbie because of the new Barbie movie.
Yes.
That's out. So we were trying to like, you know, figure out what we were going to do because our staff really gets into it too.
I appreciate that.
And just encourage the kids. And the kids were amazing. This past week, like they got so into it, like almost every day we had almost over half the school dressed up, participating. It was crazy. Our crowds kept getting bigger and bigger. So we moved them from like our little breezeway area to the cafeteria to have more room. And then Friday we had to move them down to the gym because there was just so many that were dressed up.
Love it.
But Barbie Day was probably my favorite because we decided. So how it came about is somebody donated these clothes to our clothes closet, which we always appreciate getting donations. But sometimes we have to go through them and like,
they're a little dated.
Some of them are dated or some of them are just inappropriate for school. Like we've gotten a few like scandalous things that we
and
just
Haley's
have to...
like, "I'm going to take these home and wear them."
So we were going through these bags and they were the most amazing, like 80s and 90s. Dresses and like so many good pieces. Granted, all of those were really, really tiny, so like nobody could wear them, but that got us thinking, what if we all found like 80s prom dresses?
Yeah,
or
like Goodwill or
like
something
like that, and made like little sashes and were classic Barbies.
I love it.
So we raided our prom closet and the theater department and found all of these amazing dresses. and wore them all day.
I love it.
Actually, I made it till 12:30 and then mine got real itchy. So I had to take that sucker off. But it was amazing.
That's
like
impressive.
The kids walking in on Monday morning and there's just like a row of us in
your prom dresses.
Prom dresses.
Did the guys like wear tuxes or?
No. So our whole department is women, except for our administrators. And they had like the ascot and the preppy stuff on. It's really cute.
Love it.
But yeah, that was our Spirit Week.
That's really cool.
And then homecoming, and our kids won their first football game of the season. They had not won yet this season, and they won. So it was a good week. It was an awesome week.
We should do that. Although I think that a clinician wearing a ball gown, that distracts a little from processing trauma.
It does.
Nonetheless, I still think it would be really fun.
Listen, I had to speak to a child about a pretty significant event, and she walked in, and I'm like, I'm so sorry that I look this way. A bit light in the mood a little bit.
Like, I've seen you in Crocs, so.
Yeah, I was like, you come to every day in your PJs and Crocs. I'm in an 80s prom dress. Now just, we're
We're
square.
Kind of even. This is what it is. It's fine.
But yeah, so it was an amazing week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. We deal with so much crap, and sometimes the kids are feral. But this week, they were fantastic. We had an awesome week. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is why we do this. This is so fun.
I love it.
So just a little renewed energy. It was exhausting.
I'm sure.
I'm exhausted.
I'm sure. But still nonetheless fun.
Fun.
All right. What's this story about? Is this about any kind of fun?
I mean, yeah, kind of. We're actually going to talk about a trail and some hauntings. And some, you know, just kind of some cool history. So we are going to go to the North Bend Trail, which is in the western part of West Virginia. Sorry, I stroked a little bit.
I do every episode, so it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, North Central and Western West Virginia.
That's not easy to say.
It is not.
Western West Virginia.
Western West. Okay, so the North Bend Trail stretches about 72 miles across North Central and Western West Virginia. It's a wilderness path, takes travelers across 36 bridges and through 10 tunnels, and is part of the 5,500-mile American Discovery Trail, which actually spans the length of the United States.
I did not know that. That's impressive.
It's pretty cool. So this is a part of that trail.
Okay.
It's become one of the most renowned recreational trails throughout the Appalachians. And it's known for beautiful mountainous scenery, great views. There's some pretty impressive rock cuts. It goes through farmland. It's pretty neat.
Nice.
Trail. One of the highlights, though, is a 2,297-foot tunnel, which is a long tunnel.
I'm already scared.
called the Silver Run Tunnel, and it is haunted.
Obviously.
Obviously.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
So, the railroad that now makes up the North Bend Rail Trail was built by the Northwestern Virginia Railroad before the Civil War.
Whoa.
So, this is pre-Civil War.
So, extremely old.
Yeah. The line was later sold to the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, and over the years, the line changed ownership and was eventually railbanked, which I believe is where, like, it doesn't run anymore.
Okay, because when you said that, you looked at me, and I was like, what does that mean? Railbanked.
I think that's what that means. I didn't look up the definition.
That's all right. I'll get on it.
I'm never prepared, so it's fine.
It's all right. I'll look it up. Don't worry, fans.
Don't worry. Holly's on it.
I'm on it.
In the 1980s, CSX Transportation sold the line to the state of West Virginia, which began converting it into a recreation trail for the state park system. Initial trail segments opened in 1991, with additional portions added over the next several years. So there's another trail. Have you ever been on the Creeper Trail?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an old
Virginia railway. Creeper Trail, yeah. Which is Southwest Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that happens, like old trails or old tracks and stuff like that that aren't in use anymore become trails.
Well, here you go. Rail banking is a method by which freight rail lines proposed for abandonment can be preserved for future freight rail use through interim conversion to trail use and other uses.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. There like you go. It. Awesome. See,
trail
that's
banking.
What I thought. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Haha. Okay, so let's talk about the Silver Run Tunnel. So this trail, like we talked about in West Virginia, super well known for all of the tunnels that are on it. I mean, there's, what did I say? 10 different tunnels on this trail, which
spooky.
Is kind of a lot.
I'm still creepy.
Yes. So the tunnels on the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad line between Grafton and Parkersburg, West Virginia, were built just after the Civil War, so between 1867 and 1870. By the late 1950s, railroad freight cars were getting taller and wider, so the narrow, low tunnels on the B&O line were creating a problem.
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah, every time we go into that, we just kind of keep hitting rock.
Scraping, it's not great.
Really scraping the top of the train.
Yeah. So it was creating all these issues, and they were referred to, all these tunnels were referred to as the bottleneck.
Gotcha.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
By railroaders, because the difficulty of getting the larger trains through the tunnels. B&O decided to do a clearance project, which was widening the tunnels and raising the roofs to accommodate the new trains.
Raise the roof.
They were raising the roof.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get it? Haley in her prom dress, raising the
raising
roof.
Some of the tunnels were daylighted or had their roofs removed. So they were open cuts instead of tunnels as part of this project.
Oh, gotcha.
So instead of it being, you know, a tunnel, they just kind of lifted the top off.
Took your top off.
Took the top off. They raised the roof and took off their tops.
Sounds like a day at the club with Haley.
Great times. Great times. Always a party.
This is Patreon. No, this is not
home. It's so dark. Welcome to it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so there are 10 of the original tunnels, though, that remain like they were.
Okay.
So they added tunnels, took away tunnels, made new tunnels, took their tops off, raised roofs. It was a lot of activity.
There's a lot, but a lot fortunately, 10
yeah.
were the ones that got
yeah.
saved.
Saved.
Yeah.
yeah. Hikers and bikers pass through these tunnels regularly. Most of them are unaware of the ghostly legends connected with several of the tunnels. Stories of some grisly deaths, apparitions, strange noises, and frightening experiences.
I want to know about these grisly deaths. What the hell?
Me too. So,
because I'm telling the story.
Well, the thing is, I wrote this 3 weeks ago. I have no idea what I'm reading.
Well, come back. She's been raising the roof, obviously.
I've been raising the roof. I was sick. I wrote all of this before then. I was like, I could have read them before I came, but I thought, why not make it fun?
Folks, I just want to take a moment, and just bring you this moment and say, be prepared.
Listen, I'm never prepared.
Come in prepared.
Never.
You have failed the test.
Yeah, obviously.
It's all right. I'll let it slide.
Great. Okay, so we're going to talk about the lady in white.
Oh, I'm used to the lady in red, but white. Okay.
Wait. Okay, so the most well-known of all the spooky tales is... Silver Run Tunnels, Lady in White.
Ooh.
Silver Run, or Tunnel 19, is located not far from the town of Cairo,
sure.
West Virginia. It's spelled like Cairo, Egypt, so we're going to
I'll assume, go with it.
Which was once famous for its marble-making industry. Today, the Silver Run Tunnel and its resident ghost attracts hundreds of visitors to Cairo. According to the legend, a young woman waited for her betrothed at the Silver Run station. She was to be married and was wearing a long white dress as she watched for her lover. He never came.
Oh.
So, the question is, she's waiting at this station. Did she fall?
Did she throw herself in front of the train?
Did she jump in grief and despair when she realized she had been jilted?
Or did he kill her?
No one knows. No one knows.
Oh.
So she's standing there watching for her lover. Ends up, you know, dying somehow. There's not
we
a lot
know,
of, like, we don't really,
really
know
how. And stories change so much.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
No one really knows how she died, but not long after her death, whispers began to spread that her ghost had been seen in the tunnel. One night, an engineer reported a woman in white who appeared at the tunnel entrance just as his train was approaching. The engineer tried to stop, but there was not enough time. The train struck the woman, sending her flying off the tracks.
Oh my God.
When the train finally stopped, the engineer and his crew got off the train and they searched around to, you know, find the body because they were like, oh my God, we've killed someone. They searched in vain for her body, but it was nowhere to be found. After that report, engineers regularly reported seeing the woman and tried to avoid hitting her. Each time, the story was the same. She would vanish into thin air. So they would strike her, throw her off the tracks, get out and look, and there's nobody.
So this speaks to she threw herself onto the tracks and was killed that way.
And this is just the whatever that loop
that we talked about. Seems it's always related to trains almost, this loop. Yeah. Huh.
So there was one engineer that decided he was not going to stop for the apparition, the what ghost. He said, you know what? I'm sick of this.
Who cares? You're not real.
Right?
And I'm just going to plow on. Well, he got haunted.
When she appeared in front of his train, he blew the whistle but did not brake. The train smashed into the woman and she sailed up and over the engine. The telegraph office,
like we just left it, like right there.
All right. Began in Parkersburg, began getting strange messages for every station between the office and Silver Run. A woman in white was riding on the cowcatcher of an incoming train. What the hell? So I don't know exactly what a cowcatcher is, it's a part of a train. As a train pulled into the station, a crowd was waiting. But there was no woman in white, only a pale-faced engineer who looked like he'd seen a ghost. So he hits the ghost. She flies up and over the train and like grabs on and just takes a ride.
So it says here, a cow catcher, also known as a pilot, is a device mounted to the front of a locomotive to detect or deflect obstacles on the track that might otherwise damage it. So it's like... almost like...
Oh, it's the front piece.
The front piece, like the steel part of it.
Yeah.
Homegirl's holding on to
it. What? She's just holding on to that guy.
She's not real. I mean, she's a ghost.
Right, but there's all these people that are calling into the station there's a lady on the train, like,
lady
holding on.
In white.
Just strapped onto this train.
Is riding with me.
But when they got there, she was not there. She was a ghost.
Because she's fake.
Because she's a ghost. So that's what happens, apparently, if you run into her on the train and don't try to stop.
Not to worry. She'll just hang on to the front of our, you know, cow.
It's fine.
Cow train.
Yeah.
Cow catcher.
The cow catcher.
Yep.
Which is kind of, that's kind of funny.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
It should be the ghost catcher.
The ghost catcher. Yep.
Change it. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to move on to another tunnel. On this trail.
Of course we are. Why not?
Which is the Brandy Gap Tunnel, which is tunnel number 2 on the
trail.
Obviously. So we'll talk a little bit about the history.
Gotta go there.
It was built between 1853 and 1854. The Brandy Gap Tunnel was part of the B&O Railroad line, used by the Northwestern Virginia Railroad that was completed in May of 1857. Line was abandoned in 1985. Yada, yada. We know all that. Let's get into the ghosts.
Okay. Did we know all that? I don't know.
We did. We talked about it before.
Okay.
Well, about the trail. It's the same kind of history.
Oh, good.
But this is just in kind of a different location.
Okay.
So there are several legends of ghost stories about this tunnel and what caused the hauntings.
Hmm.
The first story was able to be verified via an old newspaper clipping.
Okay.
So there was an old newspaper clipping that was found. Police report that they have seen / heard apparitions, a phantom train, phantom mist / fog that follows you, the sound of metal scraping, orbs growling, footsteps, and children talking and giggling. So here's the piece from the newspaper article. Worker dies in the tunnel. On January 15th, 1853, a worker died while in the tunnel when a mound of earth fell on him. Two others were injured. And that's pretty much, you know,
all they said.
The headline of it there. There were some other news clippings that were found in the Cooper's Clarksburg Register. And they said, quote, killed. A man named Hanley was killed at the Brandy Gap Tunnel on last Saturday by a quantity of earth falling on him. He was taken to Fairmont on Monday for internment. Two other men were seriously injured.
I like the headline. Killed.
It just says killed.
I like the old J headlines. Yep.
I mean, we're
to the point.
To the point.
This says it cost a lot for us to do this by the letter. Yeah. So we're going to get to the point.
Real fast. Yep. Yep.
Killed. Haley.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.
Yeah.
So there's also another legend that there were some workers that were caught off guard by an incoming train. Legend has it that a train unexpectedly ran through the Brandy Gap Tunnel and caught those in the tunnel off guard.
You don't hear a train?
I guess not.
All right.
There's a couple of different versions of the story. The first version states that there was, you know, they couldn't make it into one of the manholes, which are these alcoves cut into the side of the walls to allow anybody that's in the tunnel to kind of step into to get out of the way.
Right.
And they just couldn't get there in time.
Gotcha.
Another version was that there were three workers and one was cut in half by the train.
Ooh.
One was caught under the train and dragged for about 75 feet, which caused the train to derail. And that one person made it into the manhole and came out unscathed. There's not really any documented proof.
Still, what a trauma. Oh my God.
But crazy. So let's talk about another real bad thing.
Sure, why not? Let's keep going.
The KKK lynchings.
Oh no, I don't like that.
So now I'm going to bring it down. Bring it down.
Ugh,
So there's another story that states that the KKK used the Brandy Gap Tunnel for lynchings, causing the railroad to abandon the tunnel. Again, there's not really any hard evidence on that. But
what do you just yell out to the occupied? I mean, what the hell? Right. I mean, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting. So there's that one. There's also several stories of people who have committed suicide by train.
Which is my theory about the lady in white.
Right, where they either jump in front of it or stand there waiting to be hit or...
Mm. What a horrible way to go.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, and then there's also the Brandy Gap Cemetery, which is located just west of the tunnel on the trail. It has graves that date back to the 1700s. I want to go there so bad.
I know you do.
Oh my gosh. This is
1700s. Oh my gosh. The history.
Amazing.
No wonder it's haunted. Right? My gosh.
1700s?
1700s.
Crazy.
Wow.
There's a side trail that kind of goes off the main trail that actually goes up into the cemetery. So like, I guess you're encouraged to visit.
Are you, though?
I mean, if there's a trail, if there's a public trail going up to it.
Are you encouraged to visit, or are you just wanting to visit?
I'm encouraged to visit.
I'm not. I'll wait in the car for you.
Great, okay.
I'll keep the motor running.
So rumor has it that there are groans, disembodied voices, and other supernatural sounds that are coming from the cemetery. Located a short distance away, and they travel into the tunnel. So that's what the voices are hearing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily coming from the tunnel, but coming from the cemetery.
Oh, my back.
Yeah, so you can't lay in that position for that long.
Exactly. You can't lay on your back that long. You're going to hurt.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
If you look up this cemetery and read some of the like haunting stories, there's many like bloggers, people like us, that say that the cemetery is actually right above the tunnel, but it's not. It's on a hill, kind of to the side.
It just overlooks it, directly above it. Okay.
It's just up the hill from the tunnel. So I think still feasible, though, that the voices could travel.
Oh, for
especially
sure.
Especially in these, I mean, valleys and stuff like that.
Echo. There kind of be an crazy. Echo.
I know, like, where I live is on a ridge, and we've got, you know, our ridge and then down both sides and then it goes back up.
Mm-hmm.
And like somebody will be like shooting in the woods, which is not like as scary as it sounds. They're probably shooting groundhogs.
All right.
And you, it's, oh, sometimes it sounds like it's right next to you.
Yeah.
Because it echoes so loud.
Yeah.
But.
You know. You
sound trap.
Get those groundhogs.
I know. Makes me sad. I get it.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about my visit to this cave, graveyard.
Cemetery?
Cemetery.
Tunnel?
All the things.
Okay.
I don't know about it.
All right. I want to go.
I know you do.
I'm going to go.
I mean, I might.
How in far away is it? Let's look it up.
Where is this exactly?
This is the Brandy Gap Cemetery.
Brandy Gap Cemetery.
In West Virginia. Ooh, 6.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Is it on the way to anything, though? When I go up to D.C.?
Salem, West Virginia. Yeah, I'm seeing, yeah, 408 miles.
6.5 hours?
It's a long trip.
It is. That's what I was trying to see, if it was on my way, because I travel to D.C. every summer.
Can we just take a plane ride? Let's just get on a plane. Let's do it. I
don't want to fly into West Virginia.
Let's fly into another state. Let's fly into
Listen, we could fly into, I'm trying to see if this kind of takes us through.
Let's fly into DC.
We could fly into DC and then take kind of a roundabout way. No, we just got to drive it, man. Road trip.
Here's what we do. We get an RV.
Ooh.
And we make it an RV trip. Okay. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Because I'm a glamper. I ain't doing no, like, we, you know, I'm not sitting in a tent outside in the woods. I'm not just not doing that. But let's get an RV. Let's fill it with all of our munchies and foods that we really enjoy, you know.
Yeah.
And then we just travel up there.
Yeah. Or we could hang out. Sorry, y'all are having to listen to our...
We're thinking... Our strategic
plan. I'm trying to see if there's anything near there that we could kind of go to and make it like
a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Do they have any kind of B&B, some kind of spa?
We're real close to Pittsburgh.
Ah, Pittsburgh. We could go Steel to Pittsburgh. Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that far from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go to Pittsburgh.
All right.
Take a day trip down there.
Yeah.
See it.
I need some steel.
Go back to Pittsburgh.
Go back to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yep.
I like it. All right. I like that too. We'll let you know when we're traveling.
Yeah.
You can see us in Pittsburgh.
Live.
In
Pittsburgh.
Whatever hotel.
Holly and Haley.
Whatever hotel lobby.
Let's be really honest. It's the Econo Lodge. I mean, I was just.
I think that's a step up from the Super 8. I mean, I know we're not La trying Quinta. To. What about a Best Western? Can we afford a Best Western?
I think that's pricey. I was thinking a Motel 6.
Okay.
Listen, we will put our coins together.
Okay.
And, you know, I think...
Jimmy a chair under the door.
I feel Econo Lodge is probably the best we can do.
Econo Lodge is not... I'm not as mad about Econo Lodge as I am Motel 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we're quite at Days Inn.
No.
Here's what I want. Comfort Inn. I am looking for a complimentary breakfast. I just am.
Continental?
A continental...
Complimentary.
Complimentary breakfast.
Yeah. As long as it has that, I'm good.
Listen, I want to make my own waffles. Mm-hmm. I want some, maybe it's egg, maybe it's not, scrambled.
Whatever just came out of that bag.
That's right. Some kind of sausage-ish.
Link? I want a sausage link.
Yeah, and maybe some bacon.
Yeah.
I stayed at a hotel in Virginia, many, many years ago. And they had the best bacon, I swear. And they had tons of it. And they would like put out this bacon and I was like, score. So did I have a lot of bacon on my plate? You're damn right I did. Did I make my own waffle? Absolutely. Did I take it back up to my room so I could pig out on it? Not in front of people while I watch TV? Maybe.
Yeah, I like that.
It was great.
No.
It was a really good time. It was really good bacon, I gotta say.
So that's really our only stipulations. If you know of anywhere to stay near Pittsburgh, that is real cheap, not going to get us murdered, and has good continental breakfast.
I mean, that's what we're looking for, folks. So hit us up. And here's how you can do it.
Here it is.
You can email us. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it, or do you want
to... I don't know. What do you want?
I'm so focused on the breakfast now that it's really hard
for me to think. I did the shout-out last week.
Okay, then I'm going to say... So, I'm going to give it to you this time. You go for it.
Okay. I feel unsure now. Okay. So you can email us your hotel recommendations.
Or breakfast ideas.
Or breakfast ideas to mountainmysteries.appalachian@gmail.com. Find us on our Facebook, Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. Find us on Instagram, mountainmysteries.appalachia. And check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/mountainmysteries.
It's a really good time.
It is fun. It is fun.
I'm going to give a shout out to Harris County, West Virginia, that we were just talking about. Because, y'all, we're on the way.
We're coming.
Well, assuming we can work out the RV, we can work out the, you know.
I mean, I think we could do car if we have a good hotel.
And by good, we mean cost effective.
Minimal crime rate.
Right. With a breakfast.
With a breakfast.
That's what I'm looking
for. I'm fine with some crime. Just not.
Petty crime
is fine.
Super violent crimes.
Felony level feels a little sketch unless it's drugs, then I'm fine with it. Really, just no, you know, murder or assault is kind of where I draw the line.
Here's my plan. We get in our room. If you have a pool, preferably indoor, but that sounds fancy.
Yeah.
That feels more Holiday Inn, and we don't have that kind of cash. So here's what I'm thinking, though. We come out of our room for the breakfast. Mm-hmm. We don't eat it there because usually they have Fox News playing.
Yeah, we gotta go.
So we take it, and we go to our room, and we've seen each other eat. There's no judgment.
It's fine.
So we're good with that. Yeah, and then we go and explore the caves and do the things.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not mad about it.
I know, because I can eat enough. Actually, I will I'm going to bring us some baggies.
Ooh, Ziploc.
Yes. Got it. So that we can pack some of these things up. We'll get enough food.
We can take the fruit, and sometimes they have some bagels.
I am so
stuff
cheap.
That will pack well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Some bananas and that
bananas.
Kind of thing. We'll take all of that with us.
Mm-hmm. That'll be our lunch.
And then, you know, we'll have eaten so well that day, you know, we only have to purchase dinner. And we can, like, go through a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. And go
easy. This sounds like a very cost-effective trip. I am not sad.
I'm not either.
I feel like this could come into fruition.
Not mad about it at all.
Not at all. I mean, with gas and everything,
we
split it.
Okay. But here's the problem.
Why?
Not yet considered. These places are in the woods.
Huh.
On a trail.
We
have to go into the woods.
But the cemetery we could access via car.
No, it's from the trail.
Oh, Jesus.
We have to get on the trail and then go on a secondary trail.
I don't like that. You had me at breakfast.
Okay, we'll circle back and think about it. We'll do some more investigation into maybe there is a parking option. I just don't know about it.
I think there has to be.
We'll look it up.
There has to be.
We'll get back to
you. There has to be a way to access this cemetery, particularly if it's well kept.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll look it up. We'll let you know. Okay. Well,
I guess I'll be chowing down on my breakfast while Haley goes and walks the trail.
You let me go to the woods alone?
I ain't going.
Okay.
Well, if you're stupid enough to go, have at it.
True. Fair. All right.
I'll be eating.
On that sad note.
I'll be eating my bacon in
my
room.
We will. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.